You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into 2 parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. And hello, friends. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast. Daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here. In the Impact Power Sports Studio, Impact Power Sports, found online at impactpowersportsmi.com. And they are just outstanding over there. If you're in the market for a Yamaha golf cart, or perhaps you are looking to customize a Yamaha golf cart to make it specific to what you want. You know, you can just buy it right off the showroom floor and it's perfect. But, you know, maybe you want to make it look even more fantastic, like what Tom Green did to his mom and dad back in the day with porno car or sex car. That was a great bit. Tom Green, a pioneer of that type of comedy. Outstanding. Anyway, you can get it at Impact Power Sports. They are known for that. They deliver these things all across the country. ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. Their showroom is in Rockford, Michigan, along 14 Mile Road. It's kind of in the middle of nowhere. You can't miss it. And after you see it on the map, oh, there it is. It's upcoming. Follow the blue line. It's on the right or the left. There you go. And free popcorn with every visit. Now, the popcorn might not be made, but that's a good thing because you know you're getting it fresh. So go in there and say, hey, Drew, EZ sent me. I need some popcorn. He will make you fresh popcorn. That's outstanding. Molly says, at Eric Zane Live, going to be a pain in the ass right away. Okay. But who's the guy in your profile pic? I think I need a little more information. My profile pic. Of what? Facebook? X? Instagram? TikTok? I don't know what... I'm not sure. Twitch? I need more information before I can answer that. We have an edition of Who Are These Free Beers that we will get to. In fact, before I get to that, Molly says all of them. So she is like, she wants to know who the guy is where it says the Eric Zane Show podcast. It's like this sign, but this sign doesn't have the face on it. So... like, the logo is the Eric Zane Show, and then it says podcast. That sign doesn't have it. And then there's a microphone, and then there's, and she says, who's the guy in your profile pic? I don't know how to break this to you, but that might be one of the dumber questions I have heard in my entire life. And I would not be doing my job if I didn't obliterate you for that ridiculous question. I don't understand who else it could be. Jeremy says those Wisconsinites don't seem to have much in the way of deductive reasoning skills. Yeah, I am. Frankly, I'm floored that this has got to be fake, right? You can't, like, believe that. Or you're not doing that. You got to be doing this on purpose just to be silly or something. Let's take a look. So I think you can see what I'm seeing right now. You're not sure who the guy is in the logo. Okay, so you're telling me it says the Eric Zane Show podcast, and there's a face there, and you're not sure who the face is. Piano Finger Banger says it's clearly Ted Bundy. Kevin Kuiper says it's free beer. She says it doesn't look like you. Well, it's a caricature, first of all. But I would argue that it, because she wrote it, doesn't look like you. And I would argue that it does look like me. Okay. You know I love you. But hands down, the dumbest question we've seen in a long, long time. Ben says it looks exactly like him, LOL. Yeah, it's me. Like, I can make the same face. Like, I'm making the same side I look right now. How could you think that that was anyone other than me? And plus, you have the context of it saying Eric Zane. The Eric Zane Show podcast. Oh, that it's Ted Danson. It's Donald Trump. Molly, good God. Thank you very much, because if there's a silly question and it gives me an opportunity to pick on someone, that's good. That's a good thing, in my opinion. And you know that it's all in fun. I mean, you can't, like, I hope you don't get mad at me for that. David says, asshole of the day, early nomination. No, that's not asshole-ish behavior. Ben Glaze is here. He's all over it. He says, wait, is that a picture of P. Diddy? Molly apologizes. You don't have to apologize. That was excellent. I was giddy with excitement when I saw that it was asked. At first, I didn't know what the fuck you're talking about. And he said, yeah, in the Eric Zane Show podcast logo, there's a face. Who could it be? Chris K says, I always wondered why there was a picture of Jamie Lee Curtis on your logo. I wish I looked as good as Jamie Lee Curtis. What a babe. I normally don't like short hair, but I like it on Jamie Lee Curtis. Pretty as a picture. And I think she's got... No, she doesn't. I take that back. I thought... There was years ago, people thought she had like a full-blown crank. But I don't think that that is the case. I think she... I think the term is... used to be known as intersex, and now it's got a different name. It's one of those things that gets a different name every, like, 3 months. But It used to be known as like a hermaphrodite, and that's a big no-no. Like if you say, yeah, well, she's a hermaphrodite, you're going to go, you get like killed. That's a big no-no. All right. I have teasing to do, teasing tomorrow's Who Are These Free Beers show. Ben Glaze and myself will be doing it. We're going to break down. Last week I shared it. It was the video of Free Beer asking if, again, going down that road of asking that awkward question of, when I'm not here, do you guys have more fun? As if they're going to give any answer other than what he wants to hear. So ridiculous. So we gotta break that down again. I even forget how that one goes because we played it last week and I've since forgotten. But I'm excited to share that again on a Thursday, the 12th of June edition of Who Are These Free Beers on my Patreon for free. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. 7 days free is yours when you sign up. Just sign up. You got to put in a credit card form. You got to put in a credit card, but it's not going to charge you. And then, in fact, you can even cancel it right after. And I will, I won't charge you like after it ends. You get the 7 days no matter what. So if you cancel it right after you sign up, you still get the 7 days. That's the best part of it. And if you're like, well, it's great, I love it, I actually want to pay you, well, then you just go back into your profile and re-enable your card. Or don't. It's up to you. I just started selling individual episodes now. So let's say I do a big episode and a lot, and it's talked about and like, oh God, I want just that episode. I don't want the whole thing. I've now just started selling individual episodes for $3 a pop on Patreon. That's a new feature that they just came up with. So let's say Free Beer hears me talk some shit about his ugly wife. All right. And he wants to sue me. He doesn't have to sign up for the full episode. He can actually go ahead and just pay me $3 for the one, and then he doesn't have to like sign up for a membership. You know, he can save himself some money when he's building his case against your old pal EZ. But this is from the episode that Ben and I will be doing on Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. It was, this is a full-on effort, Ben and I, it's an anti-free beer effort. No free beer, I don't think, or at least for a good portion of it. I know in my clips, I don't have any free beer because this is all from the live, power-packed, wall-to-wall excitement show in Cape Cod, Massachusetts. And this was the show where there was no free beer, where they took off. They landed in Charlotte, and then the nose sent a text and said, you got to get home. One of the kids forgot to do the dishes, and you got to wash their mouth out with soap, and allegedly. And then he turned around, bought a ticket, and flew back. And then he wasn't on this show, so that means the crew had to soldier on without him. This clip is Hot Wings kind of hitting the guardrail as one segment is ending. So the segment is ending and he has to like tease an upcoming segment going into commercial. So that's how this sounded.
Coming up, I haven't the faintest idea. but we'll be doing something.
We're going to figure it out.
You can better believe that. We are broadcasting live with Pixie 103. At the Pelham House Resort in Dennisport, Massachusetts. We are the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show. That's it. Sorry. And Free Beer and Hot Wings.
Okay. There's a lot of problems with this. First of all, you're in front of people, and no one has taken the time to actually plan this show. You know that because Ding Dong says, we don't have any idea what we're going to talk about. And then the amount of uncomfortable laughter after he makes that big announcement.
Coming up, I haven't the faintest idea. but we'll be doing something.
Okay.
We're going to figure it out.
You can better believe that. We are broadcasting live.
I'm not sure what that laugh is about. You better believe that. And then Kelly just busts a gut.
We are broadcasting live with Pixie 103.
What the fuck is so funny? I've asked that question so many times of this show. What is funny about him saying, yeah, I don't have anything planned, but I'm going to figure it out. And then he gets this type of response.
We are broadcasting live with Pixie 103 at the Pelham House Resort in Dennisport.
It sounds like there's about 15 people there, by the way.
Massachusetts!
And then that. I'm in Massachusetts. And then the big laugh.
We are the free beer and hot wings.
That was so strange to me.
Massachusetts! We are the free beer and hot wings show.
And then he's just clumsy. I don't know what the fuck's going on there. It's like he forgot how to, like, get out of a segment or something.
We are the free beer and hot wings show. That's it. Sorry.
And
free
beer and hot wings.
That's it. Sorry. And then you hear it fade out.
That's it. Sorry.
And free beer and hot wings.
Wow. Okay. That's fucked up. Alan says they haven't said anything that funny in roughly 9 years. Cole says, I'm surprised Kelly did not take the lead. Chris in Buffalo says, Pixie 103 sounds about right for that show. Yeah, it's a WPXY. And I think there's a guy. Do any of you recall back in the day a radio guy by the name of John Garabedian? He did a show called The Open House Party with John Garabedian. And it'd be on like Saturday night. And his little fucking Armenian would get on the microphone and say, that's an open house party with me, John Garabedian. And I don't know what the hell. He'd give away hand jobs. Who knows? Allegedly. But that guy owns the radio station. He has forever. I think he's an old, old, withered man now. So there you go. We have that coming up on a Thursday edition of Who Are These Free Beers? Bob says at least Hot Wings powered through it. Free Beer would have stopped in the middle and started pouting. David says, how can Hot Wings do a show for that long and be that bad at it? Well, don't forget, this man has no ability to think on his feet. I mean, everything requires a lot of, whatever it is, it's slow. There's very little ability to actually do anything. He is, I know this always bothered him, but I would frequently say, you are useless. And then he would talk about how much of that upset him. I said, well, look, I don't know what to tell you, man. You do nothing. You have no discernible skills whatsoever. So in this room, a broadcast facility, you are, in fact, useless. Nick says, I used to love that show. The all cool, all request open house party. Rebecca says she used to remember listening to the open house party, which it wasn't really a house party. He just called it that. That's all you have to do these days. Or back then, it was like, oh, that's right. It's a party here. And then you have like sound effects in the background of people going, woo-hoo, yeah, woo, all right, yeah. And then you got a party. That's it. All right. There is soccer on the horizon with our friends at the Michigan Rangers. An opportunity to hang out with your old pal EZ and get a guaranteed shout out. So if you go to the Michigan Rangers soccer game, the next one is Tuesday the 17th against the Wisconsin Fucksticks. You will get a guaranteed shout out. I just saw a comment on YouTube, or I don't know if it was on YouTube or perhaps even TikTok. Someone said, is this live? Well, now you know. it is, and welcome to you. Anyway, where was I? The NPSL, which is just a step above the Premier League, will be hosting at Davenport University's Farmers Insurance Athletic Complex. The Michigan Rangers are hosting the Wisconsin Fucksticks in a game that starts at 7 p.m. I will be there. Man Bun Chris will be there. Colton Johnson, who is the real star of the show. Colton Johnson is one of the, he kind of comes off as like a worker bee, but I think he's really loaded and is just very humble. And you will see him at some point. He walks across the field just to get the accolades and the cheers from the fans. I usually announce them to everybody. And so there you go. Man Bun Chris checks in. He says, "Easy, I just sent you ticket information." All right, so I can get those that ticket information and send it along. So a Tuesday night, you'll be out of there by 9 p.m. Outstanding time with the Michigan Rangers. And I am going to post this link here. So that you all can get a ticket. I'm struggling, Chris. I mean, I saw it on my cell phone. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to link it up in the show notes to the podcast. And if you're listening to the audio, if you just want to get to the audio podcast and click where it says Michigan Rangers tickets, you can join me as the Fucksticks come to town, taking on the Michigan Rangers. That is a Tuesday night game here in West Michigan. God, I cannot even read my own goddamn notes. What does that even mean? It looks like another language. I'm very happy that to report that our very own charity scam, Mike, is feeling better. That is my beloved stepsister, Elizabeth's husband. And I might have mentioned this, that he was down and out. I mean, things were not great for this guy. He was supposed to, Elizabeth was supposed to be at the wedding, my stepsister. And everything got messed up as Mike had like gallstones, big ass gallstones coming out of his gallbladder. And oh shit, this was bad. So he was in tremendous pain on Sunday. He couldn't even walk. His legs were weak. Mom's spaghetti. And he was throwing up, projectile vomiting all over the place. They take him in. He thinks he's dying. And they determine that he has these gallstones. The gallbladder has to come out. Now, I will say this. I think he did a little bit of self-diagnosis, and I'm a little shocked that this wasn't discovered earlier. But for years now, he has been struggling. He hasn't been able to eat appropriately, and he's lost 100 pounds, and they couldn't figure out what was wrong with him. So he said he had gone to the doctor, and they checked out his liver and whatnot, and they said, "Everything's fine. You can go back to binge drinking. You can go ahead to hot boxing, 3 packs of New Pose a day, and binge drinking. You're totally fine. You need to do it more." Just kidding. Sound like free beer. But so he couldn't figure out what was up. And so I think he did a little self-diagnosis because he says, "Yeah, it's long COVID. It's have you heard of long COVID?" And I go, "Well, yeah, I've heard that term. Not sure what it is." "Oh, that. So if you get long COVID, you get COVID and then you're done with COVID, but then you get long COVID. And then it's the same thing, just not as intense for like the rest of your life." And I'm like, "Really?" He says, yeah, that's all it is." "How do you know that?" "Well, he wouldn't even tell me." So this happened. and they remove the gallbladder. And now I get this message. As soon as they took out that stupid defective gallbladder, I had no more problems. No more weak legs, no more shaky hands, no more nausea. Total appetite is back. I am back, baby. So I think he's probably going to gain 100 pounds back. I think he's that back. He says, I'm so excited to be back. He adds, I used to have to sit down on the toilet as soon as I would get out of the shower just to put deodorant on and brush my teeth. Now I stand in front of the mirror and sing, everyone is kung fu fighting. I wrote, no shit. He says, 100%. Flip-flop. It's a miracle. That gallbladder was taking me down, and I had no idea. 4 years of hell. Right? I know you're going to bed, but when you wake up tomorrow, just think about maybe donating your gallbladder to me. That would be awesome. Thank you. I don't think you can do that. So I don't even know what that means. Like if you lose the gallbladder, I think you have to make some type of dietary changes or some shit. Or else you get AIDS or autism or something happens. I'm not even sure how that works. I think the gallbladder releases like some type of digestive material to make food digestion easier. I guess I don't know. I mean, I've studied that, but you forget that shit, you know? Jeremy, who's lost 100 pounds, says, you mean all I had to do was get gallstones? I did all of this and I could have just gotten gallstones and had the same results? Chris says it's a useless organ. Yeah, I don't know about that. David says it's a significant diet change. Well, those are contradictory terms or sentences because it's got to be have some type of usefulness. Badger says people needed a gallbladder when we were monkeys. So let's get to the bottom of this one. What does the gallbladder do? Everybody seems to be an authority on this. Chris says it's useless. David says significant diet change. Badger says people needed a gallbladder when we were monkeys and ate crap. And then Chris comes back in and says, yeah, I don't know either. People sometimes do that. They like drop bits of information and they don't actually know. I try not to do that, but I think I have done that once or twice. The gallbladder stores and concentrates bile from the liver. The bile is then released into the first section of your small intestine, where it helps your body break down and absorb fats from food. Okay, so bile. So I think that when you're hungover and you're puking the next day, you might actually end up puking up some of this.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Life changes after gallbladder removal. After gallbladder removal, most people experience a relatively normal life and minimal long-term changes. While some may encounter temporary digestive issues like diarrhea or bloating, These typically resolve within a few weeks. In the long run, most individuals can resume their usual diet and active lifestyle without significant restrictions. The liver continues to produce bile, but since the gallbladder is removed, bile flows directly into the small intestine instead of being stored. I see. Dietary adjustments. Initial low-fat diet, so for the first few weeks after surgery, can help your body adjust to the new bile flow. Gradual introduction of foods. And individual food sensitivities may occur, like high fat or spicy foods. So after you get past the learning curve, you should be okay. That's remarkable how your body can adjust to that. So I guess there is some credence there to it not having a lot of use because you can do just fine without it. But I think what it is, it's kind of like hot water on demand. You know, if you need some bile, you get some bile. If you don't have the bladder that holds the bile, you got to, you know, have it. You're always getting bile. There, I broke that down. This is all stuff that I doubt a lot of people knew. And it's another example of how if you pay attention to this show, you can find this shit out. Now, Mike doesn't really strike me as the type of guy who is going to do what the doctor says. So I'm a little concerned with this learning curve. I fully expect him being like, I'm back. I can enjoy food. You know, eating a couple racks of ribs every day and drinking, you know, two or three cases. Chris says, I might be thinking of the appendix. Aha, now I have heard that. I have heard that that thing is useless. So just so we're on the same page here, you were the first one to drop knowledge, and you had no idea what you were talking about. You notice, I just said, I'm not sure. And after reading it, it all came back to me from my anatomy and physiology class with Dr. Saltarelli at Central Michigan University. So I think Chris might even get half a vote for asshole of the day for that bullshit. David also doesn't know what the fuck's going on with the comment, it's a significant diet change. I don't think it is. And Badger saying people needed a gallbladder when we were monkeys. Very little of those three comments is accurate. Very little. But I'm just glad he's okay. Now, it might have been a good thing that his gallbladder was causing him issues because, like I said, he lost 100 pounds. Like, he weighs less than me now. He's shorter than I am, and he was three bills. All right? Actually, he's probably lost more like 150. He's about 150, 160 right now. Doom asks, do you live in Maine? No, I visited there last year. It's a great place. Anyway, so Mike's brothers, one in particular, he's one of these people who defeated the stomach reduction surgery. Like, he had his stomach made to be the size of like a postage stamp, and he beat it. And so there's that. And his dad's a big boy, too, but they're all little. These are short-ass people. And they're genetically predisposed to be fat as hell. And now Mike is not because of this. So now I'm wondering if he's going to balloon back up. I'm curious how that is going to work out. I hope not. All right. So there you go. That is the open of this show. I've got a lot more where that is coming from. I am Hawk says, what did you do on your trip to Maine? We saw whales and climbed mountains. It was fantastic. You must go. All right. Thank you so much if you're watching the show on Facebook and if you're watching on YouTube as well. I appreciate that. I'm going to let you go, though. If you want the rest of the show, you have to get it on Twitch. You can sign up at twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. So the rest of the free podcast is on Twitch. You can get it uninterrupted every day if you follow me on Twitch. Audio everywhere. Patreon at patreon.com/Eric Zane. If you want to say hello via email, you can drop me a line, eric@ericzaneshow.com. On the Shoreliners Striping inbox, hire me on Cameo. It's just $20 for Father's Day. Cameo.com/Eric Zane. Thank you so much for being here on Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok. And on TikTok. I forgot that. Thank you. Now, the open and the live stream brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. You can find them at ervines.com. That's ervines.com. Call them at 616-532-6600 to talk to them about what is going on with your vehicle. It could be a car, regular combustion motor, could be an EV, could be a hybrid. They work on them all, and they have free loaner cars, too. ervines.com. That's ervines.com. Their phone number again, 616-532-6600. There is racing this weekend at Berlin Raceway. The ARCA series comes to town. Tickets are $20 up until 11:59 p.m. Friday at berlinraceway.com. You'll have so much fun at the races. So there you go. $20 a pop for the ARCA race. Otherwise, they're $14. And the parking is free. Kids 15 and under get in free. As always, you can bring in all your snacks that you want in a bag. You can bring in a cooler with even more snacks. You can bring in soft drinks, just no glass and no alcohol. And the cooler has to be 12 by 18 or smaller. So there you go. If you got four people in your party, they can each bring in a 12 by 18 cooler. You can bring an entire Thanksgiving dinner there if you want. Berlin Raceway. Online at berlinraceway.com. When it comes to getting a haircut in West Michigan, I go to King's Room Barbershop. There's three locations, Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street in Wyoming, Michigan. Website kingsroom.net. Good folks over there, Andy and Colleen, own it. When you head in there, please mention my name that you heard about King's Room Barbershop on the Eric Zane Show podcast. When you go to kingsroom.net, they have exact locations. They have hours of operation. Haircuts are going to cost you $21. They do more than haircuts, too. Anything you want done, they can do it for you. Maybe you need a little color, little beard manicure. They can do all that. I don't think it's called a beard manicure. I think it's called a beer groom, beer grooming, beer cut, beer shape, beard shaping. I don't know. So if you're a guy or a chick who likes short hair, get your haircut at King's Room Barbershop. Jeremy says, I'm going to be at Irvine's in the next month or so. I'm taking over Feach's hybrid, and the hybrid needs an oil change soon. I'm taking advantage of the free loaner car. Outstanding. Rebecca says, all I know is that my dad had his gallbladder out years ago, and he's felt so much better. He hasn't made any changes to his diet since it's been out. All right, there you go. So I'm sure Charity Scam Mike will be just fine. All right, I just remember what I wrote down. We are getting the planning ready to go right now for a Sunday bash Father's Day event with my dad. I think this is year four of the Father's Day tradition of prepping and making Eric Zane Show podcast Slaughter the Turks Shish Kebab. Features steak, chicken and shrimp and the veggies and the amazing balsamic sauce that you brush onto your veggies. You grill all this shit on the grill at my dad's house. I've got a new way of doing it. I used to go, everybody, all right, get your skewer and put what you want on it, and then I'll give you your skewer. I don't even do that now. I just put all the veggies on a few skewers, all the chicken, all the beef, and then just cook it all and throw it in a bowl and go, here you go. It's much easier that way. So this is a food prep thing, because each of these things has their own marinade that has to be made from scratch. So you're taking oil, you're taking lemon juice, you're chopping up the parsley, you're chopping up the shallots, you're chopping up the garlic, you're putting all this stuff in bags with the cubed up steak, cubed up chicken, and your shrimp. And then they marinate for a day. You take it over there. Boom. We have an outdoor celebration. Fingers crossed for good weather. It'll be easy. Pooh Bear, Jacqueline, Justin, Madison, I believe Ash. I don't see why not. Jackie's dog, Cece. We have to take 2 cars for this thing as we travel across the state. DSP Troll God says, I came to give you the WATP bump you always wanted. That is fantastic to know that there are folks in the Dabbleverse that would come to this catastrophe to pay attention to what's going on here. I am blessed to be able to contribute in my own special way with Christian Blatt for Who Are These Broadcasters, and every now and then with my pal Carl Hamburger. So if there is anybody that comes in from the Dabbleverse, I appreciate that very much. Which, by the way, typically we do a show on Carl's YouTube channel every Tuesday, Who Are These Broadcasters? But we had to make a change to the schedule this week. I will be on there today, actually, live at 2 p.m. with Christian Blatt. So that will be going on today if you want to check that out. The Who Are These Podcast YouTube channel. Christian Blatt, easy. And Vinny Paulino will also be there. Now, for regular audience members of my daily show, you're like, I don't know who Vinny Paulino is. I don't know who Christian Blatt is. It's a whole different wing of what I do on a regular basis. The monologue style show, non-existent in the WATP universe. The Dabbleverse, as it's known. All right. Now, I have the ability to do a solo show because I'm the best. We all know this. But there is nobody in the Dabbleverse who does a solo show, because most people who do a solo show, it's painfully awkward. You know, you have to keep the content moving. And that's not easy to do. That takes years of experience. If you go back to my early shows, it was like that. It was terrible. So bad. People hated me. Oh, you fucking suck. Fuck you. So I have many, many people that I do those shows with. And that will be on display again today. Chris says, I watch Vinny and Carl do the Creep Off. As you should. It's an outstanding show, the Creep Off. DSP Troll God says, if you're in the know, it's called the Shitverse. Well, if you say so. Jeremy says, Vinny Paulino is a huge get. Last time I was hanging out with Vinny Paulino, I was in Royal Oak, Michigan, outside of the Magic Bag. And he pulls out, he went to like some dispensary and he bought a lot of marijuana. So, you know, everybody's smoking weed, and I felt like such an asshole. Because Vinny's busting out, I'm smoking a Nupo, and everybody's smoking pod. Vinny's packed, here, have some pod, have some weed. Everybody's smoking weed, and I'm like, I'm such an asshole. Like, hey, you want some? I go, nah. Now, this is as hard as it gets for me. water, and the occasional Nupo. And they're like, what the fuck? What is wrong with you? Jeremy says you're going to be at the Magic Bag this year. I think they just announced the date. Unless I'm hated, I don't see why not. I've been there for every year of those shows, and I love those shows. The audience of Who Are These Podcasts is really, really a great supportive bunch. What they lack in hygiene and grooming and just overall appearance, they make up for with their support and energy. And so I'm very fortunate to be part of that group. So I'm hoping that they invite me back. I don't think I've done anything yet to alienate. So that is today. If you search out Who Are These Podcasts on YouTube, you will see myself, Christian Blatt, and Vinny Paulino. Vinny, I don't think, will be there for the entire show. Maybe he will. I don't know. Last week, we had Trucker Andy. He's one of my favorites, too. He's great. And you can go and get all those old shows as well on the Who Are These Podcasts YouTube channel. Jeremy says, I'll have to get Rebecca into WATP and Drew Lane so we can make a date night out of the September show. Yeah, you got time. Do that. How did you become a fan of Drew? Did you listen to him on the radio back in the day? And then that kind of just transitioned over to his podcast, The Drew Lane Show? Curious about that. Now, Drew's one of the best. He's got a fantastic crew over there. Mark and, God damn it. What the fuck? Not Aaron. Not Jared. What is the guy's name that does the sound effects? You got to help me. Anyway, that guy is great. I don't remember his name, but I do, but I can't remember right now because I'm thinking and talking at one time, and I can't access the file in my brain. Oh, boy. Okay, I want to see GM has decided that they're spending $4 billion on United States automotive production. And this is huge. Over the next 2 years, General Motors is doing this exact thing. And they are really stepping on the gas, so to speak, when it comes to gas powered vehicles. How unbelievable it is that in just a few years, if you were to go back and look at press conferences from any of the big three at various points in this timeline, you had the press conference that was, we have decided that the future, Brandon, that's it, the future is EV. The new wave is EV. All Americans will own an EV. In however many years, we will no longer be making gas-powered vehicles. It's all EV. And the first time I heard that, there was somebody much smarter than me who pointed out, yeah, we don't have the capability for everybody to own an EV. Okay, it requires a tremendous amount of support from the infrastructure to be able to handle that. It's not feasible. Despite that, all that bullshit continued on. And now, I don't know what changed. I don't know if this is a Trump thing, but that is, those are going the way of the dodo and fast. Now, not hybrids. Not hybrids, not plug-in hybrids. Anything that has a motor that can recharge the batteries, that's going to be around. That technology, they had it figured out then. You're getting 40 to 55 miles per gallon in a hybrid. EVs, nonsense. But I maybe they said, let's just do it and act like we're going to continue on with this. There was all that, oh, yeah, we're changing over these plants to EVs. Everybody's going to have an EV. Now, if I run one of the big three back then, I like, let's just say we're going to do that and then not do one thing. Other than this announcement saying that that we are doing it, we aren't actually going to do it. And then it'll come back around and everything will be fine. You know? But here they are now announcing $4 billion being pumped in for U.S. production. They announced it yesterday. Its goal is to produce more finished vehicles at plants in Michigan, Kansas, and Tennessee. So this is good for them because not only is it $4 billion of worth in production and making the vehicles and people to make those vehicles and whatnot. They're building them in Michigan, Kansas, and Tennessee, the gold U.S. of A, the good old U.S. of A. Now, I don't give a shit where they make these things. I really don't, okay? But right now, we're at a spot with all these psychopaths in the White House, and they're saying U.S., U.S., U.S. That gives them the opportunity to do that. Now, they're probably not even being built in Michigan, Kansas, and Tennessee, but they're just saying that. Like, if I run those companies, I'm like, yeah, we no longer are dependent. We don't do anything foreign. And just lie. Just say, yeah, we used to have this shit built in Mexico, but now it's being built here in the U.S. We just opened up a new plant. Everything is all American made. All the plants are made by American companies. Only Americans. Only Americans are allowed to build this. Like, if you are a second generation immigrant, you're not allowed to actually walk into the plant. And we have our own, we have HR here at GM, and we have ICE, like an office at every plant. We have an ICE office. And we're going to get rid of all these terrorists who are here, who are Mexicans. And they're terrorists because they are Mexicans. That's what they're saying. And we're going to get rid of them because USA, Liberty, Liberty Bell, freedom, let freedom ring, USA, America. That's what you do. And then just don't do it. Then you keep building them in Mexico. You don't do any of that shit. You just make it an announcement. That's how you roll with that deal. But anyway, they're saying that the Orion Assembly in Oakland County, GM aims to start making full-size gas-powered SUVs and light-duty pickup trucks in early 2027. Now, that is a 180 from EV. You go EV, which is zero gas used, to making full-size SUVs, which probably have like 900 cubic inch and 1,000 horsepower engines in them. That is something. And this is, it says, because of strong demand. The automaker says its Factory Zero plant in Detroit will be dedicated assembly locations. This is where they put all the shit. Factory Zero is what it's called. And they make the Chevy Silverado EV, zero sales. The GMC Sierra EV, zero sales. Cadillac Escalade IQ, nobody bought it. GMC Hummer EV, GMC Hummer EV pickup and SUV, ridiculous. Those stupid-ass vehicles that they marketed as, oh, yeah, full charge, you're going to be able to go 600 miles. But if you put your dog into the passenger seat, that added weight is going to make it so that the vehicle can now only travel 15 miles. Jeremy says they needed to push hybrids until EVs got more reliable with better range and rapid charging. They really fucked it all up. Now, Megan, I see you are contributing to this conversation. shall I read what you say for the show? Or is that going to result in, ooh, hey, can you maybe? All right, thank you. First of all, she says there is a giant BMW EV battery plant going in at the old GM plant. Then she says one of the suppliers we get parts from said it would cost $1 billion in 7 years to move their rotor production to the U.S. I'm not sure I know what that means. Rotor production. Bob says that new Slate EV truck is pretty neat, though. Oh, she says rotors that go with brake pads. So just the rotors for the brake pads would cost $1 billion in 7 years to move it to the U.S.? Ah, keep it where it is. I don't give a shit. Megan says to Jeremy, EVs are reliable, but people need to educate themselves on what they're buying. Rapid charging is terrible for the batteries. Every once in a while is fine, but doing it often shortens the lifespan of the EV battery quite a bit. Exactly. So, like I don't do when I make purchases, you need to figure out if this is the right thing for you. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.